Hello, this is George Waring, broadcasting from a basement in Uptown Butte, from the underground. I'm continuing a column that I submitted back to the Butte Weekly on payday lending and private equity. It's, again, reference is made to William Pierre Lewis's journey of exploration of the connections between payday lending and private equity that was published back on January the 12th. Bill emphasized that finance companies, like predatory lenders, often charge consumers all payments for any add-on products as a lump sum at origination. Essentially, even if a product expires years earlier during the loan term, consumers are still required to make payments on those add-ons. They often use illegal debt collection tactics to create a false sense of urgency, to lure overdue borrowers into payday debt traps. Private equity-owned payday lender Ace Cash Express was one of the first companies in 2014 to be fined for that business practice. Mariner Finance, which specializes in personal loans of $1,000 to $25,000, with interest rates of up to 36%, and that can be inflated by additional fees. Fortress Investment Group owns similar installment lender, One Main Financial, while the Blackstone Group, founded by billionaire Steven Schwarzman, controls Landmark Financial Services, which in general charges up to 30% in interest rates for its loans. Payday loan lenders commonly charge fees of $15 for every $100 borrowed, and that equals a 400% interest rate for a two-week loan. They prey on low-income and minority borrowers with arbitrary fees that are often more than what is permitted by their local states. A high rate isn't automatically a form of predatory lending. It may be higher because of your credit worthiness. But an unusually high one is definitely a red flag, said attorney Andrew Pizor with the National Consumer Law Center. Predatory lenders target black borrowers, specifically in Houston, while African Americans make up only 15.6% of auto title lending customers and 23% of payday lending customers. 35% of the photographs on these lenders' websites depict African Americans, per a 2021 study by Jim Hawkins. Black Americans make up roughly 13% of the total American population, but they end up with 23% of all storefront payday loans. Payday lending is inherently predatory, and private equity is turbocharging its abuses, enlarging the burden it places on low-income individuals and borrowers of color. About 18 states across the country have a 36% rate cap or below to fight this problem. But many predatory lenders operate nationally. Congress must step in with a usury cap that applies nationwide. Stronger protections are the only way to stop the damage caused by predatory lenders, who now increasingly have the financial muscle of private equity behind them. So I thank you, Bill Pierre Lewis. Your listeners may remember when citizen advocates right here in Montana, we actually won an initiative battle with payday lenders, forcing a giant reduction in interest rates. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening, and I thank you for being there in the fall with Honk for Choice.